It's like, everything in Jesus. He saw everything. Fullness of the Godhead. Right there in his body. All the fullness of God is right there in his body. In the body of Jesus. You know, the rudiments of this world. The rudiments are the orders and arrangements of the way things are. All the false doctrine out there falls along these lines of what is right in the sight of men, what is according to, the way they think things ought to be, according to their philosophy. In fact, one of the I think it was Justin Martyr. I remember I read his work, and he came from a background of Greek philosophy. And he was very fascinated with Christianity. He became a Christian, and he really wanted to win the philosophers by making Christianity a philosophy and showing how it's compatible with the philosophies given. But most of that was, in my mind, as I read it, I'm like, he's corrupting the gospel to make it more like the rudiments of this world. When I read that work, I was like, this is not... You know, Marcus Aurelius is the name of the work. It was a letter he was going to send to the emperor. I don't know if he actually ever sent it, because the emperor was a very philosophical guy. Philosophy. Now, I remember I took a religious philosophy class. In the first couple weeks, it was like, different arguments of, is there a God, the problem of, all this stuff coming up. And I was just like, I didn't want to study it. I dropped out of that class. I was like, this is just stupid. I've read all this stuff already anyways. I was a very avid reader as a young man. I still am. I just don't like to cover ground that's already been covered. It's like the problem of evil. You know, the philosophy of man says, oh, it's because of free will. Mm-mm, wrong. Philosophy, the problem of evil isn't a problem. It's a tool that God has created. God says, I, the Lord, create light. I create darkness. I create evil. I create good. God is the creator of evil. Don't be mistaken about it. He created everything. We should know that. Even the evil things he created. Now, he didn't take good things and turn them evil. No, he created things that were evil in and of themselves. By nature. As it says of Satan, thou was perfect in all thy ways till iniquity was found in thee. There was iniquity in him. That means it was part of his very being. It's from Ezekiel chapter 28. That inside man, the things that God man is created in, this is the scripture philosophy, that is what the man is. You know what I mean? That if there be evil, then evil. If there be good, then be good. But all men have this evil in them. And God has made it this way. So that we, even from Adam and Eve, they looked at the tree and they desired it. They would lust it after it. The lust and desire was already in them before they even went to the tree. All it needed was the temptation to bring it out. And who planted that tree? Now see, philosophy of man would seek to do what seems good to man, which would be, to exonerate God from those things, because they would want to bring him in guilty. See, if they took the belief of the scripture, then they would say, well, he can't find fault anymore. Like in Romans, it says, well, why does he yet find fault? Because who has resisted his will, Romans 9 says. And the point is, it's like, no. Who replies against God? That's the question. Not, how does he find fault? He finds fault because he made fault. I said, well, then he's responsible. Not according to him. See, that's your philosophy, not God's philosophy. The wisdom taught in the scriptures is that he is raising his sons, and that's his focus. His focus isn't on justifying himself to sinful flesh. He's not interested. That's something that people can't get over. They want to bring in God guilty. They want to say, well, if that's so, Paul, then God's a monster. If you were of God, it would be impossible for you to see him as a monster. Because when I hear that, I'm like, that's awesome. That's how I think of it. So I guess I'm a monster too. It makes all the sense in the world to me. All the other philosophies and stuff, all the evil is there because of free will, makes God into this powerless wimp. Can't do anything because of man's will. And according to the scriptures, everything is because of God's will. God's will drives everything. His will be done. You know, it says, it's him that work, you know, he, what does it say? Remember in Philippians, it says, I think it was chapter 2, actually, verse 13. It is for his God which worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure. See, the reason I want and do God's pleasure is because he's working in me to do it. He makes me like that. He forces it on me. That's true love. What? That's forcing it? Yeah, I'll tell you what. If one of my children, let's say, was about to kill themselves, and it was in my power to stop them, and let's say I was like, well, I can't stop them because I can't interfere with their free will choice. Is that love? I would let my child kill themselves? I wouldn't stick my hand in there and stop them? Those whom God loves, he saves with a powerful salvation from which no one can tear them out of his hands. He loves powerfully and passionately. That other God, I despise it. If that is the God, then I probably will go to hell because I don't love it. I love a God who loves with real love, the way I love my own children. If he does not love others, I can accept that. Because it makes sense to me. He created all things for himself, even the wicked for the day of evil, Proverbs 16:4 says. God created the wicked for his own purposes. And he sees them as wicked. He hates them and they hate him. And he doesn't have this perverse pleasure in destroying the wicked. But he does not have any obligation to bring them to repentance either. He's not obliged to do anything to any man. Now, I was once a wicked man. And because of his will, he brought me out of wickedness and into his glorious light. See, the rudiments of the world would hear that and be utterly offended and utterly disagree and find fault. But to me, that is what evil is not a problem. For man, it's a problem. And for the philosophy of free will, it sure is a problem. I remember there was this movie I saw years ago.